0427. Hey, Cameron Percy is one of our favourite Australian golfers. He's over there in the US PGA doing great things. Of course, no one's actually playing at the moment. I wonder if he's allowed to play on course anywhere. We'll find out with him because he's on the line with us on the Breakfast Club on a Monday morning. Cam, good morning.
Yes, hello guys. I'm actually walking down the fifth hole here. I'm out here on the golf course, and one thing I'm allowed to do at the moment is go to the grocery store and play golf. So I'm out here at the moment playing with my son, and I'm currently one up through four.
Well, that's good news. The form's good then, because we've just had those rights taken away from us, Ken. We're not allowed to play anymore.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, we've got all these rules. You can only play in a cart with one or walk. You're only allowed to have four people on the range at once. There's no rake. The cups are raised. So basically anything that you can touch, you're not allowed to touch. You've got to leave the flag in and stuff like that. So we're still allowed to play. So it's been crazy, actually, because it's the only thing you're allowed to do at the moment.
Yeah, well, that was us before Saturday. They closed the course on Friday night or Saturday night here and said, just have a spell for a bit and we'll see what we can do on the back of that. But it's taken a lot of people by surprise and got a lot of people a little bit upset too, Cam, because that was one of those things you could do and you're not sort of amongst too many people. You thought you'd be able to get away with playing golf for a little while longer, but not to be. So my suggestion for you is, whilst you're one up through four, just enjoy the rest of the 14 holes because you never know how long it's going to last.
Well, I know I'm going to lose the fifth hole, so that's already a loss. So if he goes to the sixth hole, I might be one down. So there we go.
We were talking, Cam, about through the circumstances we find ourselves in, we are actually spending more time with our families. Now, this is a situation where a lot of the time you're travelling around the world, certainly around America, playing golf. Are you actually finding a way to almost cherish these times with your family?
I'm actually really enjoying it. I'm loving it because I've got something wrong with my wrist and I needed to take some time off anyhow. So I just had an MRI on my wrist. There's nothing broken or anything, but I needed to rest my wrist. It's also given me a chance to hang out with my kids. So I've actually really enjoyed it. I've been working. We've been doing a workout every day and then we play a sport like basketball or soccer or golf or kickball or something every day. So I've really enjoyed it. It's given me a chance to I'm probably irresponsible. I mean, but I'm teaching my kids how to play blackjack as well. So playing blackjack and card games. I've genuinely really enjoyed it because I was about to head into a stretch where I was away for 7 or 8 weeks. So I'm really enjoying it.
Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah, so go half.
How difficult is it for the PGA players, the tour players, to not be doing this? I mean, you're having a good time with your family, but I'm not sure how many others have families or they're normally at home with their kids or family. But how difficult is it for the majority of the field to be not having a chance to play and do what they love, Cam?
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of younger guys on tour now, so they don't have families. I know there's a young guy here in Raleigh. He's, stuck at home. He's 25. He lives in a nightclub district at Raleigh. Not as a big nightclub district, but he's stuck at home. He said, I'm just stuck at home drinking beer because that's all he can do. So it's tougher for those guys, but for people like me and with kids and families, you know, I know on Twitter and this and that, a lot of guys are posting stuff they're doing with their kids and they're actually really enjoying themselves.
What's the mood of America at the moment? Obviously, it's fair to say it's caught the world by surprise, but it certainly caught America by surprise. What's it like going down the street, talking to your friends? How scared are they, or is it just everyone's sort of just come to terms with what's happening?
Well, for the first time, our kid's soccer coach, he had a blood disease 2 years ago and nearly died. So he's got a terrible immune system. And our kids' best friends are his kids, so we normally play together, but those kids are stuck at home. They've been home 3 weeks now in isolation, and the dad doesn't go out. They've literally stayed at home for 3 weeks, and the wife had to go do the shopping and stuff because if he catches it, he's dead. So we've got that side of it, and then we've got other friends that don't seem to care at all about it. We're supposed to be in self-isolation at the moment, and she lives like 2 blocks away. She come driving down in a scooter last night and hang out. I'm supposed to be here. She goes, don't worry about it. I haven't got it. I'm fine. You're not going to catch it off me. And I'm like, well, I don't know where you've been. So there's two sides of it. And then when you go to the shops, everyone sort of sticks to themselves. So you get to the supermarket, everyone's sticking to themselves. the roads are empty, so there's no one on the road, which is nice. So it's been there's been two sort of things. Either you're really scared of it, or you're completely blasé and you don't really care. Those sort of attitudes, basically.
And what's the general media line on that, Cam? Is it be scared, be terrified, be petrified, or is it we've got this under control from a media perspective?
No, I keep seeing these things, the media scare people, but we just watch the show over here, ABC, and it's just every night they'll come on and they'll do the White House press conference and then they'll have their experts. Start with what we need to do. We watch that for an hour and they just basically tell us what's happened today, what we can and can't do. And then after that, the local stuff comes on with, like, our local governor will come on and talk and tell us, because we've got into lockdown officially in about an hour and a half. We officially go into lockdown, so the whole state. So he comes on and tells us what we're going to do. So there's been no real panic watching, because they're coming up with stuff like, I wouldn't worry about it, it's no big deal. And then other people are panicking. I'm like, I don't actually understand what they're watching. Plus, one of my good friends here, he's an ER doctor, and he was just about to go back to his seven-day shift, and he was telling us what's going to happen and stuff, and I spoke to him, and he said it's not real good in the ER ward right now. So he's actually physically seeing the people coming in and dying in front of him. So I've got a bit better perspective, I assume, because I've got friends in the front line. So, it's not real good. You don't want to catch it, that's for sure. You're not going to survive it if you catch it. So, if it gets into your lungs and whatever, it's really hard to survive, from what my friend tells me. So.
Yeah, it is scary when you hear things like that, particularly with people that are at the front line. From a golf perspective, it's hard to go from that to golf, but just the impact it's having on the PGA Tour, and obviously you can't make any money when you're not playing golf, and it's not just the golfers, it's the caddies, and I know that the PGA are trying to come up with something. Can you explain exactly what they're trying to do to make sure that people are okay?
Yeah, so what they do over here, the caddies have a caddy program. So they wear a hat with Valspar and they get a certain amount of money each time they wear it. And at the end of the year, they give them a bonus. And what they're doing is paying out half of that bonus already to the caddies, so the caddies can get some money. I hope the players are looking after their caddies, but some obviously don't. And then the players, if they want money, we can get up to $30,000, I think it said. And then they'll give us $30,000, and then they'll take that out of our checks the next time we play. When we pay the money back, I think we've got to pay 1.5% interest on it. So that's basically what's happened with us. So I mean, if guys have been on tour for a few years, they surely they've got some money saved away. But I don't know what everyone does with their money. But because you've been playing the PGA Tour for 10 years, you should be able to survive a few weeks without making any money.
Yeah, well, that's a challenge.
Do you have a sort of a feeling, have you been told anything as to how big the gap's going to be, or is it like with everybody, no one really knows?
No, we got an email yesterday from the Tour Commissioner, and he said they've got contingencies. They still think we're going to play at Colonial, which is May 17 or something. Everything's going ahead then, but if it doesn't, this is what could happen. And if that happens, what's going to happen to the next tournaments, and also they've just got contingencies. All right, at this stage we're playing May 17, I think it is, and then if we don't, this is what's going to happen, and then they've just got all different contingencies. It's a bit of a mess, really, because some of the contingencies are we go for two seasons instead of one season, and then we start all over again sort of stuff. We just scrap whatever's happened at the start of this season, so there's all sorts of scenarios, and it's all up in the air still, so everything's just changing.
Is there a contingency with the majors, Cam, and put them in a little window and play them back-to-back maybe later in the year, or has that not got that far yet?
Yeah, I think they're looking at the Masters early October. I think that's definitely in the plans. The US Open has been told it's going to be at Wing Foot, but not on the original date, I think. They've already worked out, all right, we can't have it in June, I think it was, so they're thinking maybe September, but then that's when the FedEx Cup, is on and stuff. So it's all a bit messy. The USGA, which is the US Open, are not talking to anyone. They're doing their own thing. They're not talking to the PGA. They're not talking to the R&A. They're just going out and doing their own thing.
but everyone else is talking to each other, so it's kind of a bit messy, I think.
Well, the world's a bit messy at the moment, Cam, but it's nice to have you having access to the golf course still with the family, getting out there and teaching them blackjack along the way. I think that's a fantastic way to parent, and I'm all for it. I can't get enough of it, and I'll be doing that, maybe teach some, what am I going to teach today? So some poker with the kids this afternoon just to step it up. We always appreciate chatting to you, mate. Look forward to chatting to you again soon. Stay safe, and we'll do it again shortly.
All right, thanks, guys.